This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We've talked about fall planting of trees, shrubs, and daylilies. There are plenty more perennials, including pretty poppies and peonies, that dig fall planting. Poppies explode in June and July. Their ruffled, shimmering petals pack a colorful punch. Plant in groups in a sunny, well-drained position and match them with summer bloomers or annuals that spread out and will conceal their early dormancy. They grow about 2.5 feet tall. The foliage is quite pretty to me. P.S. They make stunning cut flowers. It's important to note that these are oriental papaver poppies that grow in cold zones. I have a couple of stunners on GardenBite.com. For high drama, choose Beauty of Livermere, deep red flowers with dark centers. And check out Turkin Lewis, a brilliant orange poppy to add some real sunshine. There's also an annual American red poppy. As for peonies, well, that list goes on. These perennials range from delicate singles to large and lush doubles, with shades from pure white to the deepest red. Plant them in full sun to part shade. Pests aren't a problem, and they live for decades. Planting in fall will likely mean blooms in the spring. I unearthed mine and moved it last year and got no blooms this year, but I will in 2021. They're a gorgeous deep red. Plant with the eyes 2 inches below the surface of the soil and pointing upward. Fill in around the plant, water it deeply, and wait until spring. I have more information on planting peonies and more on the three types on GardenBite.com. Lemon chiffon looks just like it sounds and is hardy to zone 3. Bowl of Plenty has huge, unique-looking deep rose flowers with a fluffy white center and hints of pale yellow. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.